Okay, so I know for a fact that people are going to look at the name of this title and listen to it, hoping for a green light to go absolutely crazy this weekend. Probably not good news in that sense. Probably not going to recommend that. However, it's not all bad news. The short answer to this question is yes, you can. The long answer is it depends, okay? Now, firstly, I want to make a side note because I hate the word cheat meal, cheat day. Because basically, I mean, it has no positive association whatsoever, you know. And more often than not, people use it and, you know, they have like a cheat meal and they're like, well, I cheated on my diet, so I'll have a cheat day. And then, well, I had a crap day, so I'll have a crap weekend and I'll start Monday. And, you know, before you know it, they're doing that every week and making no progress. And not just that, the most important thing I think with this is that if, you know, eating the foods that you enjoy should have no negative association. You should not feel bad about eating the foods that you like to eat. There is that should not be associated with cheating at all. Okay, you know, it's just part of enjoying life and a pretty good part of enjoying life, if you know, if you ask me. So I prefer to just call it, you know, you're just eating the food that you enjoy, on, you know, the ones that you wouldn't normally eat. And, you know, we probably need to come up with a term for that because that's quite long to say every time. But for the purpose of this episode, I'll call it an indulgence. Okay. So can you have them and lose weight? From a technical standpoint, yes, absolutely. It's calories. So if it fits into your calories, then you will lose weight. And I know we've had a little bit of a discussion about this recently, but until anybody provides me with any concrete evidence that it's not calories, which nobody has yet, calories in versus calories out determines weight loss, okay? Now, the great thing about this also, which I'll do another video about, is that fat loss, weight loss, is actually predicated over a weekly and monthly basis. So even if you do go a little bit mental, you can make up for it, but I will do another video on this, okay? Now, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And that depends on the individual, okay? So, if you can have this indulgence and get straight back to normal, crack on, enjoy, go for it. Absolutely no problem. However, if you're the type of person where you have it and it causes you to end up clearing out the whole house and to start chewing on the sofa, might be worth reassessing, okay? Now, this isn't to say that you can never eat the foods that you enjoy. And to be honest, anybody who says that is, well, a bad person. That's just not true. But it may be, if this tends to cause binge episodes for you, that for the time being, you need to cut them out. Just until you develop a better relationship with food. Okay? Like I say, it's not, doesn't mean that you can't do it ever, and you can never eat those foods that you enjoy ever. It just means for a short while, you may have to reassess. Okay? So, that's quite a short video. In summary, yes, you absolutely can. It's calories. And as long as they are accounted for within your budget for the week slash month, you will lose weight. End of. However, again, doesn't mean that everybody should. And it depends totally on you. You know, whether you can realistically fit them into your life while still seeing results is the overall determining factor. And only you can decide whether that is possible for you. Okay. One side note I will make is to start with a meal. I see a lot of people saying, you know, cheat days, etc., or should we call them indulgence days? And the problem with these is giving yourself a free pass for a whole day can get pretty ugly pretty fast. Okay. Now, again, some people can handle it. So, again, it is individual. But I would say, from a beginner standpoint as such, start with a meal. Okay. And just build it up from there. Okay?